Welcome to the Lisa Wexler Show podcast. Think of it like a magazine or a box of chocolates. You never know what you'll get. From politics to pop culture, healthcare to legal issues, it's all here. And my behind-the-wheel chats are personal observations created especially for you on podcast only. Enjoy.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Our next guest, Cy Montgomery, is not only an author, not only a National Geographic author, but and that tells you something, but she's been described as an immersive journalist. She's been chased by a gorilla in Rwanda, hunted by a tiger, scuba dived and snorkeled with wild octopuses in Mexico. We're going to hear about that in French Polynesia. And she is really something. She is going to be on the She has been instrumental in constructing the upcoming National Geographic TV special called Secrets of the Octopus for Earth Day 2024. And in fact, her book is called Secrets of the Octopus. She makes her home in New Hampshire when she's there once in a while. Cy Montgomery, welcome to the Lisa Wexler Show today. Hello. Hi.
Hi, Lisa. Hi. Great to talk to you.
Wow. Look at this. Secrets of the Octopus. You know secrets about a lot of our natural world, don't you, Cy? Don't you?
Yeah, I'm very lucky because I know how to stay still and listen to those whispered secrets.
Oh, that's so marvelous. So, you know, I just want to go back a little bit about the octopus because it's a magical creature in children's literature.
Yeah.
Ringo Starr. Right? The Octopus
yeah.
Garden. I don't know why we didn't begin this segment. We should have, now that I'm thinking about it, with the Octopus Garden. And when I was a kid, you know, the octopus, it has an outsize, it's an outsize imagination kind of a creature with its eight arms. And in my later life, which is to say the last 10 years, I've seen octopus be coveted delicacy on people's plates. And I've never eaten it. I would never eat. I don't eat any shellfish. I don't eat most animals.
Yeah, I don't either. We
right.
can't dinner together.
You probably don't eat any. I still eat a cow now and then. But and I eat a lot of chickens. I probably shouldn't, sigh, but I eat a lot of chickens. but I don't eat octopus. And I want to hear from you about this extraordinary creature, what we know and what we still don't know about the octopus. What do we know about the octopus?
Well, just looking at the creature, we can tell this is someone very unlike us in many ways. You know, their head isn't even where you think it is. That big bulbous thing that we think is the head is actually the part of the body that holds, like, organs of reproduction and digestion and breathing. The part under that is their head.
Really?
And their eight arms are attached to their head. And their mouth is in their armpits.
Oh, my.
And they have three hearts, and they have blue blood. And they can regrow severed arms. They can change color and shape, and they can pour their boneless, baggy bodies through tiny openings as if they were gelatin. And yet, the thing that strikes me the most about the octopus is that while it looks absolutely alien, they think in ways that we recognize. They love to solve problems. They love to explore. They enjoy playing with the same toys our children like. They like to play with Mr. Potato Head. They like to play with Legos. And you can be friends with an octopus, which I discovered over the course of several years of getting to know them in aquaria and in the wild. And in the last few years, this has been a golden age of octopus discovery, which is what I write about in Secrets of the Octopus. They are starting to reveal to us just how smart they are, just how amazing is their ability to change color and shape, and how unexpectedly social they are. They were thought to be solitary,
yes,
but they actually, many of the over 300 species of octopus can be social not only with other octopuses, but with other species of animals.
So where do octopus live on the bottom of the ocean floor? And do they live in every temperate climate? Or tell me about that. Where do they live?
They live everywhere. There's over 300 different kinds, from little tiny ones that could just sit on your pinky finger to ones that can grow to 300 pounds. And they are in every ocean. You can find them even in those super hot volcanic undersea vents. You can find them off the coast of the poles
Really?
In some areas, there are species who have antifreeze right in their blood, so they don't freeze solid, and they can live off the coast of Antarctica. They are everywhere. But the reason that we know so little about them, one reason, is that you can go right past them and not see them, even if you're a scuba
Good
diver.
For them. Good for them. That's probably how they've been able to survive us.
Exactly. They can hide. You know, they can assume the color of whatever thing they are next to. They can pour themselves into the crevices of some little coral or rock. And they can also make themselves look like something else entirely. There's one species, the mimic octopus, that can do such a convincing impersonation of a flounder that flounders will follow them around.
So, Cy Montgomery, do we know that these skills, these adaptations, are in response to enemies, that they are used defensively so that they will survive?
They're in response correctly to enemies and also to outwit their prey. Because just about anybody can eat an octopus. They hatch out of these tiny eggs. Even the giant Pacific comes out of an egg the size of a grain of rice. And so it's an itty-bitty little thing, and everyone can eat you when you're that little.
Yeah.
But as they get bigger, octopuses eat a lot of different things, too. So they have had to get really smart in order to evade their predators and outsmart their prey. Which is why, you know, they can jet through the sea, they can run away, they can pour themselves into a little crack, they can look like the algae, they can look like another fish, they can look like a bunch of snakes. They can bite using venom like a snake, and they can drill through the shells of mollusks.
Come on.
They can shoot out ink.
Wait. How do they drill through the shells of mollusks? Do they have teeth? What's sharp about them? How do they do that?
They have teeth on their tongue. In fact, all mollusks, these guys are mollusks. They don't have shells like mollusks, but they're related to clams and snails. But they lost their ancestral shell many years ago, which is one of the things that freed them up to hunt all these different species.
Unbelievable.
And also makes them vulnerable to be eaten by so many species because they don't have that shell.
Do octopus eat plants and other fish? Is that what they eat?
No, they are entirely carnivorous.
Really?
Yes. And all of them have venom. Now, that doesn't mean that you're going to be bitten by a venomous octopus. I'm sure one would not want to bite you anyway because they'd recognize you as a friend. And I have handled a lot of octopuses, and they've never bitten me.
They're so foolish to recognize humans as friends. We are not friends.
They do.
No,
they'll even stretch their arm out. In fact, when you see the National Geographic series, which is called Secrets of the Octopus, just like my book, there's some really compelling footage of a little octopus who reaches his arm out to one of the scientists in the series as if to shake hands. And I have had that happen with wild octopus. And I have had tame octopuses, or, you know, they're really wild animals in captivity, who knew me so well that when they would see me, I'd open the lid to the tank. I could see the eye swivel in its socket, look at my face, and they would turn bright red with excitement. Oh, my friend is here. And they would come flowing out of their lair where they might have been resting, turn bright red, and then their arms come up out of the water, just like, you know, when you see your friend and you want to wrap your arms around them. And I have gone home many days having to explain to my husband where all the hickeys came from on my arm.
Oh, you're hysterical.
Like they give you little kisses all over, you know.
Oh, my God. Little sucking kisses. We're chatting with Cy Montgomery, National Geographic editor, author of Secrets of the Octopus. You know, Cy, you're marvelous. You're a marvelous storyteller.
Well, Lisa, you're pretty good yourself.
And I have to say that listening to you, I want to cry. I just want to cry when you say that octopuses reach out an arm and want to be our friends. Yet another species on the planet that we conveniently don't know enough about and don't understand and therefore eat. Like, what's that about?
Well, people eat a lot of things. And I know. But I've got to also point out that octopuses also eat other octopuses.
Yeah, okay, so, but that they need to do what they need to do to survive. Do we need to eat them to survive? Do they have to be a delicacy? Seriously? Really?
Yeah, I haven't eaten birds or mammals or octopuses in 45 years, and I get along just fine.
I know you do.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
But I think what we really, really all have to do, regardless of our diet, is take better care of our ocean. I mean, the ocean is most of our planet. And I just read, it was just announced that February, the heart of winter in our hemisphere, the oceans registered around the world the hottest temperature ever recorded in February.
Yeah, I saw that. It's extraordinary.
And that's all because of, you know, what the pollution that we're putting into our air and water and soil.
When you have developed this relationship with octopuses, and maybe occasionally they've died, have they been ingesting plastic? Can they tell the difference between pollution and not as they are sourcing their food?
Well, they, unlike sea turtles are always eating those horrible plastic bags you get at the grocery store and use for 15 minutes, and then they persist in the environment and end up in the ocean. They look exactly like jellyfish, and that's what a lot of sea turtles eat. And that is the reason that we are not up to our lips in jellyfish every time we go into the ocean. Thank a sea turtle. Octopuses don't eat jellyfish. There are some who actually ride on jellyfish, which is quite interesting, but they don't eat them. Plastic pollution in the ocean, I'm sure, is affecting octopuses in some way because there's just so much of it. By 2050, there will be more plastic in the ocean than fish. But basically everything happens to the ocean that is no good is no good for any of the things that live in the ocean.
Of course.
So we do help octopuses when we reduce pollution in the ocean, and when we reduce our carbon emissions, and when we change our diet so we're not just dragging every living thing out of the sea so we can eat it. There's a lot of octopus bycatch. There's also a fishery specifically for octopus, and because their arms, I may have mentioned that their severed arms can keep moving. and do this for quite some time.
You mean after the arm is cut off, the arm keeps going?
It can do stuff. It can even, it's almost as if they have nine brains. They have a central brain, but then each arm has so many neurons that the arm, even severed, can go off and do stuff. And it would be like your hand could keep doing something without telling your brain about it. It's almost like the superpower of, you know, when you play a piece on the piano that you know really well, and you're not thinking, oh, it's D, E, F sharp, G, A, B, C, you know, your hands seem to be doing stuff on their own. Well, with an octopus, they really are, with their arms, really doing stuff on their own. And because of this, I mean, it's a magical superpower. They can also regrow their arms. But unfortunately, in fisheries, there are folks who will catch an octopus, often by mistake, cut off all of the wiggling arms and use each arm as a wiggly bait to catch other fish. And that just seems to me like so mean and unnecessary, so it breaks my heart. But they are amazing, amazing creatures, and the fact that they can do all these things that we can't, they seem like superheroes to me. And they've been so successful. They've been around for millions and millions of years. We've been around for, you know,
who do you want to ask? Who do you want to ask, Cy? You want to go into that bucket of controversy? How long have we been around, Cy Montgomery?
Well, it
National
depends.
Geographic?
But I can tell you how long ago we diverged from the ancestor of octopuses. And that was half a billion years ago when everybody was a tube. There were no hearts. There were no lungs. There were no lips. There were no eyes. That's how long ago we had a common ancestor, and yet we are still all enough family that you can understand a little bit of what an octopus is thinking, and they're going to want to play with the same toys as your children.
I can't. So this is Secrets of the Octopus. So you've made a film about this. It's a National Geo special, an Earth Day special.
Yeah, it's a three-part series, and I'm not in the series, and I can't really claim any credit for it, except for I do know all of the scientists in it. I've interviewed all of those scientists. The interviews are in the book, and I met the incredible filmmaker, Adam Geiger, who spent hours and hours and hours and days and days and days getting individual octopuses to accept his presence so that he could film things that no one has ever seen before. There's this one sequence in there that will just knock your socks off. There's an octopus who is being harassed by a shrimp. And this shrimp, he's not just your ordinary shrimp. He is a species that has these pointy claws and can really hurt you if you're an octopus. So the octopus is like, oh, man, this really is no good. He looks around, and he sees the shell just lying there on the ocean floor. What does he do? He picks up the shell and holds it up like a shield.
I can't.
I know. They use tools. It's amazing to me how smart they are. And it just makes me fall deeper and deeper in love with this world.
Oh, you have such a beautiful passion for the natural world, Cy Montgomery. Where did you grow up?
Well, I grew up all over the place. My father was an Army general, so we moved around. But I live in New Hampshire now with my husband. We've been here for over 30 years. And it's a wonderful place to be with lots of trees and lots of clear streams. And last night, we could hear a fox calling in the night. It was wonderful.
Isn't it wonderful? I know. And it was a foggy night, at least here in Connecticut. It might have been a new moon, because I think the night before I noticed a full moon.
It's a full moon. Yep, yeah. It was a full moon. And I think that was one of the things that made the fox want to sing. That made me want to sing, too.
Is your husband an adventurer like you?
He is an author. His name is Howard Mansfield, and it's rare to have two authors married to each other and be able to eat anything but rocks from the driveway.
Understood.
So that's what we do. It's all about the writing and the research. His research tends to be more centered in America, and particularly New England. I'm the one that travels around the world and goes in the ocean and stuff like that. He stays on land.
And Papua New Guinea and all these places. My goodness, Cy. By the way, what is Cy short for, S-Y? Because in my world, it's short for Seymour, but I don't think that was your given name somehow. What was your given name?
No, but you know what my father wanted to name me?
Hmm.
He wanted to name me Saberhawk.
Oh, my goodness.
Because he was on a maneuver, a military maneuver named Saberhawk when I was born. And I think that's a really cool name because I like hawks. I've written books about falconry, and I admire their power and their fearlessness.
They live in my backyard now. They circle around my backyard. I see them almost every day. I see them take dives for mice, which is perfectly fine with me. But not too long ago, a few months ago, it was before winter, there was an immature hawk that killed a squirrel. And
it was really
very interesting, right in my yard. And it sat, it was extraordinary to watch. And it sat there by the squirrel. And it didn't know what to do because the squirrel was, I think, too heavy for the hawk to take aloft. And it didn't know what to do. So it just sat there and sat there and sat there. And eventually it flew away. And the next morning, a bigger hawk came and took that squirrel out of my yard. And I was watching
thing.
It was the coolest
thing.
It was like the baby hawk went and said, I got something. I got to show you where it is. And somebody else came and took it. It was really something.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you know, when you're young and you're just learning to hunt, sometimes, you know, your instinct tells you what to do up to a point.
Right. That's exactly what it felt like. It was like, now what do I do? I did
right.
it. I did it. But now what do I do? That's right. That's right. Well, Cy Montgomery, what a pleasure to speak with you and get to know you. I love your enthusiasm and passion and learnedness, your learning and teaching of the natural world around us. The more we know, the more we can appreciate and stop and think before we act, before we do, right?
You're right. And the animals are really the teachers. So I guess my one talent is beginner's mind, and whatever they want to show me, I'm just going to be delighted and in awe.
Well, the book is Secrets of the Octopus, the film, the series, which we'll be able to find on TV. National Geo is everywhere. Secrets of the Octopus, thank you for giving us some insight into the mind and body of this extraordinary creature.
Oh, thanks so much, Lisa. It was great talking with you.
Great talking with you, Cy Montgomery, on the Lisa Wexler Show, and we will be right back.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Thank you for listening. If you liked what you heard, please share it with your friends. And as always, feel free to contact me at Lisa@LisaWexler.com.